Hello everyone, welcome to 2021, along with episode 10 of Story Heritage. I am your host, Winter. How are we feeling? Is it just me or the air changed as soon as we entered 2021? I guess it just be my over-imaginative brain. Okay, anyways, so I wanted to talk about what we want from this year for ourselves and, you know, for the people around us, and let's just manifest good vibes, people, memories, and good environments only. Let's start. First, I want to talk about what I want from this year. So, okay, in 2021, I want to focus on my own self-growth, my own personal journey, my own inner transformations. I want to spend less time wondering what everyone around me is thinking and worrying whether they're silently judging me or not. I want to say goodbye to the desire to have everyone around me like me and, you know, impress them, and just focus on making myself proud. I want to treat myself as a priority, the way I should have done a very long time ago. And in 2021, I want to become the strongest version of myself. I want to say goodbye to my fears, my insecurities, and my self-doubts. I want to focus on my inner beauty and my external blessings. And I want to spend more time smiling and laughing rather than crying, and more time working towards a better future rather than dwelling on my past. But I never want to forget that there are things, like great, great things ahead of me, and that there's so much potential hidden in me and in you, and you shouldn't ever forget that too. I know the new year doesn't, like, automatically mean that, you know, there'll be a new me, and I know it isn't going to be easy to grow and change. It's gonna take time. It's gonna take a lot of hard work and patience and resilience, but I'm willing to put in the effort. I believe it might finally be worth in the end, and I do believe that it's finally time for me to, you know, have faith in myself, to trust that I'm capable of more than I've ever given myself credit for before. And as for you listening and everyone else, I hope you carry with you not only the love you found, but the love you created, bits and pieces where you were reminded of something more, the lyrics of a song, a message from a friend, even the good news that was followed by a bad one. Take with you the moments that reminded you that you were never alone in anything you went through this year, and the things that you held together and supported you most. I hope that you take the time to nurture yourself this year, and I hope that you enjoy living in the moment without overstressing about your past or future. In 2021, I hope that you set healthy boundaries with others, not allowing people to take too much from you without giving back in return. And I hope that your mental and, I hope that your mental and physical well-being becomes your top priority. I really hope that you stop comparing yourself with others. Remember to go through life at your own pace and know that you're worth it and beautiful inside out. And I hope that the new year for you is filled with therapy, whether it's writing in a journal, having a cup of tea with a beloved family member or a friend, cuddling a puppy or, you know, anyone, or going on a fun road trip. Don't forget to make the time to do what makes you feel better. And I hope that you express gratitude to the universe for all that you have and look forward to all the good you're about to receive. And I hope and pray for all of us to have only good things, and I hope this year treats us better. May we all learn to accept what's wrong in order to create change. We're human, we make mistakes, we hurt other people. We can feel defensive about this. We can be tempted to pretend that this hurt never happened, that we personally could never have played a role in causing it. This kind of ignorance is not bliss. It just causes us to cause more harm. And may we finally learn to love ourselves. Loving other people is sure a beautiful thing. For many of us, this comes more naturally than loving ourselves. Some people connect with truly beautiful souls who teach them how to see the beauty within themselves, yet so many of us don't. So many of us are waiting for someone to teach us to love ourselves when the love that we're searching for is waiting for us within our own hearts. May we continue to connect in new ways and continue to reach out to others with as much urgency as we have this year. May we open our hearts to new friends, not only across our own cities, but across countries, across the world. May we continue to watch live stream concerts from our favorite musicians, and may we continue to laugh together about the smallest and silliest things. May we remember to be grateful. May we remember how much we love the little things. May we continue to appreciate the ways that we showed up for each other from a distance. May we stop taking things for granted. May we dare to be vulnerable. Last year had pushed me to open up about my experiences to total strangers that became friends and made me dare to be vulnerable. It reminded me of how interdependent we are. All of us. You aren't meant to do everything alone. So may we continue to open up our hearts to other people so that they feel comfortable opening theirs to us. In 2021, let's take all of the lessons that last year has taught us and use them to create a better future for ourselves, a future where we decide all of our decisions, and they're fueled by the drive. What am I saying? I hope we use those lessons we learned last year to create a better future for ourselves. We create a future where our decisions are fueled by the drive to make the world a better place for all of us who live here, where we remember to care about each other even when we don't see each other's daily struggles. A future where we are thankful for tiny miracles, where we remember what it's like to be apart so that we push ourselves to stay connected to each other and ourselves. Thank you so much for listening to Story Heritage. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, make sure to let others know about it too. And remember to always believe in yourself and that everything does get better at some point. See you next episode.